Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Hey, Garth. We're in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we are ready for your show in Charlotte, pal. How are you?
Oh, man, we're so excited. I'm better than I deserve. Let's just start at the beginning. I'm still the reigning Mr. Yearwood, so that makes me feel good.
Right.
And then, just excited. The band's already going home for Christmas. The crew's going to have to work through Christmas because we got the new stage coming out where where it's a full 360 front row stage coming. The guinea pig's going to be Charlotte. We're excited, man. This is going to be a fun night.
Well, you know, nobody puts on a show like Garth Brooks, and you mentioned, you know, being the reigning Mr. Yearwood. It's like, you know, when I talk to you and I think about questions I could ask you that people would be curious about, you know, one of them that comes up is, you know, what's it like to be Garth Brooks? And, of course, you turn it around and help me tell you what it's like to be Mr. Trisha Yearwood. And I get that. I mean, I've had a pretty serious crush on her for about 20 years now. But
it's so good, man. People say, you know, what do you do with your day? And here's my choices. My choices are to be with her. That's one of the things you get to do. Another one is you get to play music, either in the studio or get to go on the road. And the third thing, you get to play around the farm with your buddies, just driving big machinery and putting your life in danger the whole time and laughing the whole time doing it. It's so much fun right now in my life. I can't thank God and the people enough for it.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, look, you're a genuine bona fide superstar. 170 million records, more than Elvis, second only to the Beatles in terms of total records sold ever. And I got to ask you, is going into these big stadiums like this, is it still intimidating or is it not?
No, it's intimidating because you still can't fight that first urge and think stadiums. You got to think they're cold, they're distant, they're echoey. But this stadium tour has taught me that stadiums are awesome, man. They're like dive bars, just with a lot more people. But every time you go in, it's almost like it has to prove itself to you again because it just doesn't make any sense. But that first song in, you hear those people singing, and it's like slipping into a warm bath or a great blanket over you and just get ready for 3 hours of nothing but just heaven for me, man. I'm having a great time.
3 hours. Again, we're talking to Garth Brooks. The stadium tour hits Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte on Saturday, May 2nd. Tickets go on sale today. So get your tickets. I hope you've got your account squared away. I, by the way, got the new vinyl.
You did?
And it's awesome.
Thank you, man. We're proud of that. Ian, you have been through this a long time. If you would have told me vinyl was coming back, I would have said, yeah, I don't know what you're smoking, but I'd like some of it. I couldn't believe vinyl came back.
Well, it's great packaging, and by the way, it's 180-gram vinyl for all you vinyl jockeys and gearheads. It's real quality stuff. It's really awesome. So if you're a big fan, that's a great Christmas gift. Amy is with me, and Chase is with me. Amy, I know you got a question for Garth Brooks.
I do have a bunch of questions. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you?
I'm great. So it just announced, Willie Nelson just announced he's done smoking weed. Have you had a chance to indulge with him prior to him quitting?
If you're around him, you can't help but, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. But I don't know if you're serious or not, but I'm seriously worried about him if he did say that.
He did say that. And luckily, I think we're all on board that at least there's edibles still. So,
you know what, man, I gotta tell you, we were at rehearsal the same time that him and Kacey Musgrave worked with CMAs. Mm. First of all, hats off to Kacey Musgrave. She took care of an icon really well in soundcheck and on the show. What she did for Willie, I would hope someone would do for me.
Yeah.
The way she treated him. Mm. But I was really worried about his breathing. You could just hear it in his voice. And so if this is going to help him, then I'm all happy for him.
Chase, you wanted to know what he puts in his coffee, right?
Well, I came up with a better question. Is of course, you're Mr. Trisha Yearwood. My question is you. I love food. What is the best thing that she makes?
Oh, my gosh, man. She doesn't make anything that sucks. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But just the, like, Thanksgiving, we just had it. I was raised on stuffing. She has this thing called, I can't remember, but it's not stuffing for her. And but that with the mashed potatoes, it's just amazing. And then she makes this 7-layer kind of leftover casserole of everything that's left over.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the oven that night and wake up the next morning with a full meal in one casserole. She's the bomb, man.
You know, one thing I wanted to...
Oh, it's called dressing.
That's dressing.
It. There it is. That's
not
it.
Not stuffing, it's dressing. Yeah. Yeah, you better know the difference, Hoss. As I call it.
Well, you know, you now you're a 7-time Entertainer of the Year, more than anybody else. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you for it, man. That was a fun night.
Also, I remember when you got the Artist of the Decade. You know, it's like, and I wanted to ask you about this because George got Artist of the Decade, and you gave him the award. And then here you come and get Artist of the Decade, and George comes and gives you the award. And I don't care how big a star. I know you're a mega star, but to have George Strait give you that, what did that feel like, man?
Are you kidding me? It's George freaking Strait. I mean, if you. This is the whole reason why I got into country music was George Strait. So getting to sit beside him, we got to sing together at a tribute when Dick Clark passed away. George and I got to sing. He sang Cowboy Rides Away, and I sang the dance. And getting to stand next to that guy, sing harmony to him.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best not to just break down and cry because, shit, man, that's like getting to sing with George Jones, Haggard. Buck Owens, I mean, this guy truly is a living legend, and it's pretty neat when he looks at you and just treats you like a regular guy.
Yeah, you guys have got kind of a unique thing because you mentioned him in a song, Park Down by the Creek, where it's George Strait, Real Late, and Dancing Cheek to Cheek, and then here comes Kenny Chesney along and puts your name in a song. That's got to feel good, too.
Yeah, man, that's awfully sweet. Anytime the guys that come after you kind of give you a nod, it makes you feel good because you know what that meant to put George Strait in a song for you. So Kenny's one of those guys that he just kind of sneakily goes along because nobody talks about how long Kenny's been in the business, but this guy's been here 100 years. He does stadiums, he does everything, and he's kind of got his own vibe with the cowboy, the beach cowboy kind of thing. So I just love getting to be surrounded by these guys that truly appreciate country music and just treat you like a regular guy.
Garth, you're one of the most recognizable artists in the world, in the country. You're all over social media. Have you seen Tom Segura? Do you follow him at all, the comedian?
Not that much. No, I'm kind of underwater right now, just kind of keeping up with everything that's going on.
Okay, because he's always talking about you on Instagram and stuff, and I just think it's really funny. For you, do you get to do, just because you're so recognizable, do you get to do any normal things? Like, do you and Trisha just go to Target ever, or, like, do you...
Oh, yeah, all the time. No, I've had people stop by the studio. I'll be getting out of my truck, stop by the studio. This is a true story, I swear, I am not joking. These two girls stopped, and they started screaming and yelling. They came up to me and said, I can't believe this is Garth's studio. Will you take a picture of us in front of the studio?
Nice.
And I'm sitting there going, and I guess they think I work there because I'm in Carhartts. You know, I've got a ball cap on. And so, yeah, I took the picture. They jumped up and down and then ran off and got in their car and left. And I wasn't in any of the pictures. So,
don't you wonder if they ever realized that they asked Garth Brooks to take a picture of them in front of his studio?
No, I'm sure their story is some guy was working there and boom, he took a picture for us and that's it. But that's how my life is, man. I can go anywhere, anytime, and I can walk through Walmart, Target, I can go through McDonald's, I can do anything. Dude. But the second that you walk into any place, Patricia Yearwood, whose face is on everybody's TV every Saturday, boom, then now you're going to be there for a while because everybody recognizes her.
Isn't that amazing? You and Trisha both obviously so successful. Do you guys put a limit on what you spend for each other on Christmas?
No, and we're kind of just the opposite of what you think. We kind of don't get each other anything, really. Our Christmas, thank God and the people, our Christmas is kind of 365 days a year. So
aww.
If there's something that she wants that you get wind of, you don't wait till Christmas. You get it to her, you know, right now. But she's she's not easy to buy for because she never asks for anything.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. She's
there's something I've been meaning to tell you for every time I talk to you, and I forget to do it. I've talked to and met a lot of people over the years, and to be as famous as you are, somehow you've kept some kind of a low key, regular life vibe, and I've never heard an ill word spoken about you in an encounter with fans, and that's something to say there. So hats off to you.
Oh, that's very sweet, man. Thank you. When I was first starting out, Sting had an amazing quote that just affected me. He said, if you're going to be an artist, you're going to choose if you're one of those artists that gets driven around or you're going to drive yourself. And that's all it was. And that's all I needed to hear, because it's like, well, shoot, man, I'd rather just drive myself, because then I can decide where I want to go, when I want to go. And the people have always allowed you to just go and do your thing. When we have our girls, those dads on the soccer teams, they just look at you like another dad.
Right. Yeah, they get used to seeing you around, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's cool. So it's the greatest gift, and only in country music are you going to find these people will give you numbers that can compete with any pop rock act. At the same time, they want you to be the guy next door, and what a beautiful gift that is.
Chase here recently got married. Him and his fiance just got married the end of September. As they're heading into their new life together, do you have any relationship advice for them?
Chase?
Yes.
Just remember the two golden words.
Okay.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Okay.
He's pretty good at that
it's
now.
It's going to be fine. And can I tell you something, man? If I can give you one little piece of advice, and that is, women are so much smarter than men. Just go with it.
I try to say, yes, ma'am. What can I do for you, and what would you like to eat?
Amen. Well, all I can tell you is, here is to forever, and I hope every day just gets better and better and better. Because when you're with your best friend, that's what happens.
There you go, Chase. That's good advice.
I appreciate that.
Got the new record coming. What's the feel on that?
You know what? I tried to pick a cooler, more intelligent title than Fun. But when anytime anybody would say, how's the new record coming? That's all I could say. There's the stupidest song on the planet called Party Gras on this thing. It's got lyrics that should be illegal to be in a song anyway. It's so much fun, and I laugh every time I think about it. And that's kind of how the whole record's been. There's a couple of serious songs on there. There's a song called Stronger Than Me that we had for a single, and there was another song called Sometimes You've Got to Die to Live Again, just talking about relationships. Those are two really powerful songs, but the rest of the songs are just stupid fun songs like Dive Bar, you know, with which I was carrying Blake Shelton the whole time in that single. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a good one to turn up in the car. Just before you go quickly, favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
It's hard.
That's a good one. It is tough because you got to remember Die Hard.
I knew it.
Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, Garth.
It's not? Because if you remember at the very end, he takes that gun to his back using Christmas tape.
See, that's it.
Because it is Christmas time.
Garth, what's the famous line out of that movie? Can you say it for us?
Well, I could say half of it. I could say yippee-ki-yay, but I don't know what the other half.
Garth, I appreciate you taking time. Big stars like you don't have to do it. I appreciate you taking this call.
Are you kidding me? You guys are doing me the favor. I look forward to Charlotte, man. Happy holidays to you and your family. I love you guys. Have a great morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.